Perek Hey, Mishnah Zion. We just concluded the spritzing process that the Kohen Gadol would do in the Beis Hamikdash on Yom Kippur with Mishnah Vav. And now we're going to go into Mishnah Zion. We're going to learn a very important principle. Kol Ma'aseh Yom HaKippurim, all of the services of the day of Yom Kippur that the Kohen Gadol would serve in his white garments, both in the Kodesh Kedashim, in the Holy of Holies, and in the Heichal, Ha'amor Al HaSeder, that our Masechta is teaching us, has to be in order. And hik the ma'is l'chavir, if he decides to change something and do it out of order, lo asa klum, he didn't do anything. He's got to repeat the action the right way. He learns out of various psukim that the order has to be done the right way. And if you change it, you got to repeat it. And now the Mishnah gives a number of examples. Hikdim dama se'ir dama par. If you brought the blood of the goat before the blood of the ox. Right? We had learned that the order is first you bring the blood of the ox, then the blood of the goat. So if he decides to change it and do the opposite, he has to then go ahead and again bring the blood of the goat to spritz it after the blood of the ox, because the blood of the ox has to come first. And the Gemara explained that this is a case where the spritzing is done in the Heichal, on the Peruchas, the curtain, dividing the Heichal and the Kodesh Kedashim, and he's spritzing it, you know, on the spot, which is, if you remove the curtain, you would see the Aron Kodesh in the Kodesh Kedashim. So right in that spot where the Aron Kodesh would be. That's where he was spritzing. And if he changes the order, he's got to repeat it. But if he changed the order in the actual Kodesh Kedoshim, so then he has to actually shecht a new goat. Not to spritz again, but actually shecht a new goat to take his blood and spritz it after the blood of the ox. Because the seir, the goat, if it was shechted before the spritzing of the blood of the ox, it's totally invalid. It's got to be shechted afterwards if it's the Kodesh Kedoshim. So if it was the case of Kodesh Kedoshim, not only does he have to repeat the spritzing of the goat, but he has to shecht another one also. If it was before he completed the spritzings of the blood in the actual Kodesh Kedoshim, before he completed the spritzing of the blood in the Kodesh Kedoshim, if nishbach adam, what happens to the blood spills? It spills on the floor, either of the ox or of the goat. So there's a new case. And now he has no more blood left to continue the spritzing. What does he do? So in this case, Yavid HaMacher, they have to bring new blood, V'yach, V'yaze, B'tchila B'fnem, they have to start the process over in the Kodesh Kedoshim, meaning they have to shecht a new animal, take its blood, and then start the whole spritzing process over inside the Kodesh Kedoshim. And the Mepharshim explain that if the blood of the ox was spilled before the spritzing process was done, and he brings a new ox, so Tzarech, he also now has to do the new Ketores, take the Ketores with his two hands, and then burn it in the Beis Hamikdash as well, kodem azas adam, before the spritzing of the blood, because shekhtora shechafna kodem, because if the ketoros was done before the shechita, before the shechting of the ox, it's no good. So now that you're reshechting the ox, you have to redo the ketoros as well. V'chein beheichal, so too in the heichal, if the blood spilled before you completed all the spritzing on the peruchas in the heichal, okay, you have to bring new blood and start the spritzing process over in the Heichal. You don't have to repeat, though, the spritzing in the Kodesh Kedashim, because the spritzing in the Heichal and the spritzing in the Kodesh Kedashim is two separate things. V'chein Mizbeach HaZahav, so too on the golden Mizbeach, you began the spritzing process on the Mizbeach HaZahav, the golden Mizbeach, and the blood spilled before you completed the process. Bring more blood and start the process over again to spritz it on the Mizbeach. Shekul and Kapar B'fnei Atzman, each one has its own atonement. So what's important to note here is that if the blood spilled after you completed the kapara, either in the Kodesh Kedoshim, or in the Heichal, or in the Mizbeach HaZahav, so you don't have to start, so you don't have to do it again, right? Because you completed that task. Aval Nishbech Adam, the blood spilled kodem before you were done with the kapara, before the atonement was done, then Tzarech Lach, you have to go ahead and repeat that task. And the Gemara explains, what happens if the blood spilled after all the spritzings were done? Then the blood spilled. You're supposed to take leftover blood and pour it down those two holes in the side of the Mizbeach that went down to the stream of Kidron that the farmers would get it to use it for the fertilizer. What happens if that blood spills out on the floor? So you don't have to bring more blood, because that blood that you spilled down those pipes out of the Mizbeach into the stream, that's not ma'ak. If it doesn't, you know, it doesn't invalidate it, you know, after the fact. Okay. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Omer, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon both say, "Mimakom shepasach misham hu matchil." They say, wherever you stopped, that's where you begin from. even if the blood spilled, Nishbach Adam, before you completed the spritzing process, whether in the Kodesh Kodashim, whether in the Hekel, whether in the Mizbeach Hazav, the world of Mizbeach, you don't have to repeat the whole thing again. And if Sarach laughs, Allah has Mashkar, he said, don't repeat what you did already. Why? Every time you spritz it, it was a mitzvah in and of itself. Ella, what do you do? Maybe damacha, bring more blood, and let's continue from where you left off. So they're arguing the whole Mishnah that you don't have to repeat the process. You just continue from where you left off. But we don't pass like them. We hold that if you did mess it up and you're in the middle, you repeat it. If you were done already, then it's not contingent on the next task that you have. So that's the general principle. And that wraps up Perek Hey. Moving right along, a new Perek, Perek Vav, Mishnah Aleph. Shnei Se'ire Yom HaKippurim. There were two goats on Yom Kippur. One was for Hashem, right? Echad Hashem, one for Hashem. Ve'echad La'Azazel, one that was thrown down Mountain Azazel. Like we had learned earlier in Perek Gimel Mishnah Tes and Perek Dal Mishnah Aleph. So again, we're touching on those points. So we're going to expand upon it now. Mitzvasan, the mitzvah is L'chatchila initially. The best way to do it is Shiyu Shnei and Shavin B'Mara. They should both of these goats, one for Hashem and one for Azazel, should be equal in its appearance, meaning in its color. Either they're both white or they're both black. Ubikoma and in their height, they should have the same height. Ubidamam and in their value, they should have the same value. Ubilkichasan ke'echad, and their time of purchase should be done at the same time. This is all learned out of, like Mark explains, this is learned out of Psukim, where there's extra words in the Pasuk, and we take the extra words, right? It says, Shnei Se'irim, two goats. If you say Se'irim, goats, I know that a minimum is two. Why am I saying two goats? It's redundant. So we learn these three principles that it's got to be the same color, it's got to be the same height, and it's got to be the same value and same purchase time. Okay? Now what happens if they're not equal, right? They're not equal, these two goats. Then, k'sherin, b'di'avad, after the fact, they're kosher. It's learned out of also a pasuk that it's not ideal, but if they're not equal, it's still kosher. Okay, moving right along. Lokach echad hayom v'echad l'machar. What happens if you took one today and one tomorrow, right? After Yom Kippur. K'sherin, after the fact, b'di'avad, it's kosher. Because shekin masha dershu sheyu shavim, that which we learned, they've got to be equal and they've got to be purchased at the same time. That's just the best way to do it. But it's not ma'akev. Technically, you could do one really after Yom Kippur if that's the case. Not ideal, but you could do it. Meizechad mehen, if one of the goats die, imat shelo higril meiz, if it was before you cast a lottery to see which goat will be shechted as the korban chatas, which goat will be thrown off Mount Azazel. So the lottery wasn't done yet, then just yikach zug lasheni, just take a new one and pair it up with the original one. Take a new goat, sir achir, pair it up with the first one, because shari ein l'kichasam ke'echad, because we said that even though they're not being purchased at the same time, the two of them, right, you're bringing a replacement, but we said after the fact, it's not ma'ake, it won't make it invalid. So just bring a new one and then do the lottery and continue the process. But vim mishihigril meis, if after already cast the lottery, right, and you know this one's supposed to be for Hashem, this one's supposed to be for Azazel, then one died. Yavi zug acher, you should bring two new goats, just hold two new goats. V'ya, shnesirim acher, we had a new pair of two goats. V'yagra aleim betchila, make a new lottery on them, right? V'yapa aleim garolos mechadash, start a new lottery on them. V'yomar and say as follows. Im shal shem meis, if the one that was supposed to be for Hashem as a korban chatas died. If that was the one that died, if the one that was supposed to be for Hashem, that was the one that died, then you should say, this one that won the lottery that should be for Hashem, in the new lottery, let it be for Hashem. Let it replace the one that was supposed to be for Hashem that actually died. But if in the first group, the goat that died was supposed to be for Azazel and supposed to be thrown off the cliff, then in the second group, in the second lottery, you say, Zesh, Allah, Allah, Agarol, Azazel. This one that's got the lottery ticket to go to Azazel in the new lottery. Yiskayim Tachtav should replace the old one that's supposed to be for Azazel that died in the first lottery. Okay, so that's the process. But now, either way, Vahasheni, you still have Shibazug HaChadash in the new group of goats that you brought. You have this second goat around that's not being shechted as a chatas, it's not being thrown off Mount Azazel, because out of this group, you took one of them and paired it up with the old one. So, the goat that was left alive, from the first one, was either, shechted as a carbon chatas, if it was for Hashem, or sent off the mountain for Azazel, if it was Azazel, right? So now, you take one from the new group, and you still have one from the new group just lying around doing nothing. Right? You started off originally with two goats. Then one died, you brought a whole new group in this scenario of another two goats. So you need one of them. What do you do with the second goat of the new pair? So it says over here, Yir Achis, Da'ev, let it graze in the field until it gets a mum, a blemish. And then once it gets a blemish, you can't use it for the base of Mekdash. So V'imachar, you would sell it. V'ipudamav, l'nadava, and then its value, its money, would fall to the shofar. It doesn't really mean a shofar. I mean, it means like the box where they would collect the money, the base of Mekdash, that was designated for carbon olos, as an adava, at the time that the Mizbeach had no karbanos on it. That's what they would use this money for. Now, it happens to be that these boxes were actually in the shape of a shofar, so that they were wide on top and narrow on the bottom, so that people should not be able to stick their hands in and steal the money. But it doesn't mean like a, but, so it technically could have been a shofar. But the idea is, it was just used to collect money for karban olos to be brought as a gift offering, and the Mizbeach was just standing on its own if no karbanos were being brought, and they would use those karbanos to be brought on the Mizbeach then. So we're saying over here, you would sell this karban and use that money for these purposes. Shein chatas tzibur mesa, because a chatas, a carbon chatas that was brought for the tzibur, for the group, for Klal Yisrael, we don't kill it. So what does this mean? This is a side point. The rule is like this. If ein dino shall seir ki din chatas shein chaper bala, so the rule is like this. If you have a individual that was supposed to bring a carbon chatas, and he lost his carbon chatas, so he decides to bring a new one. And then he finds the original one. So what does he do with the original one? So the halacha is, it's unfortunate, but the halacha is that we lock it up and we just starve it to death until it dies. That's what you do with the original once you find it. So that's all by an individual. And why this is so, time does not allow us to go into it, but that's the rule. But if it's a karban chatas of a tzibur of the public, we don't say that, right? We don't say that now that you have this second one, which is extra, we don't lock it up in a room and starve it to death. Rather, we let it just graze till it has a blemish. Once it has a blemish, it's invalid to be brought to the base of Mikdash. And then you sell it and use the money for the carbon olos as an adava for the Mizbeach. So that's what the Mishnah is telling us over here. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda argues, Tamas? No, he says even a carbon chatas of the public, of the tzibor, if you use something else for its atonement, and then you have this extra one around, the din is that you actually do kill it. You lock it in a room until, it starves to death and it dies. That's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Odom Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says, furthermore, Nishbach Hadam, if the blood of the goat that was shechted spilled, before Kodem Shnigra Kohen Gadol as cause was before the Kohen Gadol finished all the spritchings, okay? And so too, Vodin and Mesis, if the goat died, Kodem before it was even shechted, Yomus Hamishtaleach, then the other goat that was supposed to be, thrown off the cliff, Frazazel, it has to be put to death. Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, Hildash Rabbi Yehuda, Balichayim Nidachim, so what Rabbi Yehuda is saying is like this. If the blood of the Seir, the goat that was supposed to be for Hashem, right, either was shechted and the blood spilled before you completed the spritzing process, or if it died before you shechted it, so now you have to bring a new goat. Really, you have to start a whole new lottery again to get a new goat to be for Hashem and to shecht it and use its blood for the spritzing. So since he's going to hold here, you have to start the lottery over again with two new goats. He says, Yamash HaMishtaleach, take the other goat that was supposed to be thrown off Azazel and just kill it. That's what he holds over here. Basically, he holds that since you have to shecht the new goat anyway in order to bring its blood for the spritzings, right? And you can't shecht it unless you start another lottery. So then you have to bring out another two goats. And therefore, there's no need for the one that was supposed to go for Azazel, and he says you got to kill it. But if it's made, that's if the Seir, the one that was supposed to be for Hashem, died. If it's the other way around, Mesa Mishtaleach, the one that was supposed to be thrown off the cliff, dies before you complete the spritching of the blood of the Shechtet Seir, meaning for Hashem, if the one that was supposed to be thrown off Azazel dies before you're done with the spritching of the one that was Shechtet for Hashem, so what they're pointing out over here is this last case is actually really according to everybody, not just Rabbi Yehuda. That when the Mishtaleach is mace, when the one that's supposed to be thrown off the cliff dies, before the spritzing of the blood of the good for Hashem is completed, so now you shevech Adam to spill out the blood because and bring a whole new pair of goats and cast a new lottery and then just start the process over. Why? Because now they're both dead anyway. The one that was supposed to throw off the cliff died early, and the other one was dead because you shechted it and spritzing the blood. And now that the one that was supposed to throw off the cliff died before the spritzing was done, so it's going to be out of order. So they're both dead. You're laying to lose. Just bring new goats and start the process over. All right. That wraps up Mishnah Aleph.